There's another exercise, John, that we can do. There's another action step that we can take that is equally, if not more, powerful.
And what might that be?
Well, John, this is going to unsettle a few people. When I have a large audience in front of me, I'll often ask them, does anyone have a large amount of money on their person right now? And of course, all these hands go up and I'll say, well, hang on, I mean something like more than $1,000. And suddenly, just about every hand drops. Often every hand does drop. And there are gasps in the audience, like $1,000? And then I ask them, well, why would you not carry $1,000 around on your person? And without exception, for 98% of the audience, it falls into one of three categories. They say, well, I'd spend it. And my response is, wow, you don't trust yourself not to spend it? Or they say, I might lose it. I say, all right, so you might spend it or you might lose it. And then I'll add, by the way, if you're going to lose it anyway, you may as well spend it first. At least you'll have had some good use out of it. And then the third reason is they fear that it might be stolen from them. And my response is, wow, you think it's going to be stolen, you're going to lose it, or you're going to spend it. You don't trust other people, they might steal it from you, and you don't trust yourself because you're either going to spend it or lose it. If you don't trust yourself, you don't trust other people, who is there left to trust? And believe it or not, John, this notion of not having money on your person because of those three fears magnifies the sensation that you can't trust anyone.
So in a way, it's quite profound because you're suggesting that many of us are afraid of money.
We are afraid of money. Now, some people answer, well, why do I need money? Because I've got credit cards. Plastic fantastic, as I call it. Well, there's a challenge with that. Anyway, my action step that I recommend people take, and I am serious about this, is go to the bank the next time the bank is open. If it's open right now, you can stop the recording and do it right now. But if you're listening to this at night, do it the next morning. And if it's a weekend, do it Monday morning. Go to the bank and withdraw $1,000 in cash. And by the way, if you don't have $1,000 in the bank, you are listening to the right recording because this course is here to help you become rich so that you will have $1,000. If you don't have $1,000 in the bank, borrow it from someone. This is important. This is crucial, John. Somehow get $1,000 and carry it on your person. Now, we want a little disclaimer here. Because if thousands of people end up withdrawing $1,000 from the bank, statistically, some of you are going to be mugged. I want there to be absolutely no uncertainty that if you do get mugged, it is not my fault, it is not John's fault, it's not the fault of Trump University. We are recommending this as an action step. There is a real world chance. I mean, if we tell you to cross the street, some of you are going to get knocked over by a bus. That's part of life. But this will change you. This will have a beneficial effect. Take out that $1,000, carry it on your person for an entire month. When you walk out of the bank, if you're not used to carrying $1,000 on your person, don't walk so conspicuously that it's obvious to everyone that you've got a lot of money on you. Pretend as though it's nothing. And it is nothing. It is only $1,000. And John, most people have trouble doing this because they've never trusted themselves with $1,000 before. And my contention is, if you can't trust yourself with a mere $1,000, how are you ever going to become a multimillionaire? How will you ever amass a fortune of $40 or $50 or $140 million?
It sounds as if, again, you've seen the impact of this remarkable exercise on people that you've taught.
I have. I've had so much feedback on this, John. And when I first suggested this exercise, I didn't even know the effect it would have. We've had emails and faxes and phone calls from people saying it has entirely changed my life. Ever since I've had $1,000 on my person, suddenly doors have opened up that weren't there before. Now, some people end up spending a bit of it. If you spend $200 of it, top it up. Bring it back up to the $1,000 level. And by the way, if you're listening to this and you say, "Pooh, $1,000, that's nothing," ramp it up. For you, make it $5,000. And if that doesn't do it, make it $10,000. I want it to be an amount that is so large for you that you are consciously aware of the fact that you've got a wad of notes in your pocket. And if you get mugged, you're going to lose it.
And what effect does this have on people's attitude to money, this process?
The effect it has, John, is usually for the first time in their lives, they are in control of the money. They have trusted themselves with the money. They feel comfortable with it. And they know that if something comes up, they can act on it immediately. The number of stories I've had from people who take out $1,000, that morning and then end up using it to some good that afternoon. I just had the feedback, an email from someone in the United Kingdom. Of course, there we use pounds, but I recommended that they take £1,000 out. I thought the British should be able to do that. And he emailed me to say he took out £1,000 in the morning. He came across a real estate deal, which was sensationally good. But he said, well, I'm not going to let you have it because this other person has offered me £500 cash to do the deal straight away. And our student said, well, what if I offered you £1,000 cash? And the seller said, in that case, the deal is yours. And he claims he made £25,000 instantly in equity by having that £1,000 on his person. And he said, I want to thank you. I said, well, don't thank you. Give me part of the 25,000. He said, no, I'll thank you.